Well, see, you got a little white noise, but you're readable. As time goes by. With these HTs, especially if they happen to have a signal meter on them, when someone's on the repeater and it's transmitting, watch your signal meter. Find your X and then stand on it. Then you should be able to hold the repeater up fairly well.
Yeah, I've got a little indicator at the top left of my intercom. It's showing I'm transmitting at full power. I've got let's see. I think we've got 6 bars. Yeah, I've got 6 bars. Let's see. Going to the top of the driveway right here. See that? Thank you.
Try to cop copy that. I've tried in decades past, but with this hearing issue, it don't work out too good.
Honestly, kind of glad they did that too. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think CW is one of the coolest things on earth. But it's very, very hard to master. I have tried. And there's people on there that do 90 miles an hour with their CW. I can't even make out what it's saying half the time. I can recognize some of it when it comes on Mission Theater, the satellite internet, satellite stuff like that, but I can't make out everything it says.
Poor LZI, well, once I was in a situation when I was in high school, I could write it on paper, but that wasn't copying it by ear either, though. Off the radio, that's a big difference.
Yeah, most definitely. So I can look at a chart that tells you what all the different dots and values mean. And I can copy that and turn it into a sentence if I wanted to. Because I have it right there in front of me. But if I'm trying to listen to it on CW in Morse code, there is no way on this earth I can copy that. Because I don't even know what it's saying.
Said I'm no expert by any means, and I couldn't do it by ear off the radio myself. That's the one kicker to it. Just knowing it and writing it on paper is one thing, but copying it off the air, my hearing don't allow it.
It's not so much my hearing is an issue for me, it's my ability to be able to comprehend. That's my trouble. I understand completely where you're coming from. And now that you mention that, I've had to do hearing tests in the past, due to my disability and stuff. And I remember they were playing like a little certain megahertz tone in my ear. And it would get a little louder, and then it would get a little faded, and then it'd get so faded to the point where you could barely hear it. I mean, CW is nothing like that, but it's very, very similar. The tones that they use to administer hearing tests are somewhat similar to CW tones.
Poor hell's the guy. Well, I've had a hearing issue ever since I was in, found out about it in elementary school, and I've had hearing issues ever since, and it gets in the way. That's really all I can really say. Have you heard anything out of Chad lately? I hear every once in a while from him. He don't get on here nearly as much here on 610 as he used to.
Have not heard a single thing from Chad in a long, long time. And now that you brought him up, I did try and call him last weekend. Oh, not last weekend, I think maybe the weekend before last on a Sunday. I called him, and I believe I left a message, or I sent him a text message. And he called me back. By the time he called me back, I was at the bowling alley doing my lead bowling. And my phone was on silent, so I didn't hear the call come through. And I eventually did call him back. I left him a message. I think that time I texted him, though. I told him to say, hey, I'm sorry I missed your call. Call me back around 8:30. I should be free then. And he never did, so I haven't really heard nothing much out of Chad in a while. I'd love to hear something.
Poor hell's the guy. Under your circumstances, I know I can't even hear it here reliably, much less get into it when I got a good working fixed station radio, which I don't right now have, even when I do, though. Up there, he's usually on 145.330. That's that Tron repeater, but the tone that's on it, I cannot remember what it is because I never bought to do anything with it because I don't hear it here, even under the best of conditions here at this location.
I can't even hear that one. I think that's the thermal belt repeater that I don't know where it's located, but it's nowhere near as close to my house, that's for sure.
Over there in Spartanburg, along somewhere up there, well, that's why it's called the Tryon repeater. Up there along the North Carolina, South Carolina line, back off up that way. I heard it here one measly time when propagation was unusual. That was just hearing. I wasn't trying to get into it. Period here.
I got to be at work today in the morning, and unfortunately, it's one of those situations I don't really want to have to go and deal with tomorrow, but I got to go deal with it anyway, and then, so, Andy, it's time for real. I'm going to have to sign with you. I got to get my big fat Santa Claus back in the dead. But I will talk to you as soon as I get done from work. I'll give you a holler on the repeater. But for right now, I'm going to have to say 73, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, you're cool with WWC.
Well, I didn't think you probably could do anything with the trying to meter machine either. But if you ever can get in a situation where you can, you ring him up off there on that repeater up there most of the time, you will. Most of the time. KO4WWZ, KI4LZI.